Before we have before the two dots, the last piece of Gemara. The Gemara is the Kasha Hama Rava Vitemer of Papa. Hakam Aidim Bishnaim Shefkidu Eitzal Raya Sheminiach Raya Veinemu Mistalik. That we see over here, that Miniach Raya Veinemu Mistalik is good enough. So how could you say that Havalei Lameid it? It's like a case of Shtei Kriches, like we discussed yesterday. Amalei Hasam Kishefkidu Be'edra Sheraya Shalai Midaito. So here, the Gemara says, a unique case, that they dropped off the animals, the two Shomrim dropped off their animals to the Rayas Eder. They put the animals into the herd. Shalai Midaita, they didn't tell him about it, that they're dropping it off. He had no way of Havalei Lameida. So Mimela, this Nakud is a double Pashit. This is Shalai Midaita. He's not responsible. That's very simple. Taisus says in the bottom Taisus, if you learn the Gemara, Shalai Midaitai means that he had no clue, he had no inkling that this was going to happen. Taisus says, Shalai Midaitai loved after Shalai Midaitai. Doesn't mean he had no clue. Ela Kalaim is Shalai Briyasi Shalai. That the Rai didn't see it, he told him, it's Biyadiyasa, he told him that I'm going to give it to you. He says, both of them told him, I'm going to give you animals to watch. But Shalai Briyasai, they dropped it off, so there's no Havalei Lameida. I'd like to show you how Taisus fits in very beautifully, that this bottom Taisus is L'shitasai. Turn back to Beis Amud Aleph for a minute. Taisus V'Yachlariku. In the beginning of Taisus there said his rule, when do you say Achlaiku, when do you say Kodolam Gavar, when do you say Emunach? So Taisus said, Tema Maishna Mehi Arba, Domer Kodolam Gavar, and it says about him. Taisus Kasha was, when do you say Kodolam Gavar, when do you say Achlaiku? So Taisus answered, it was Taisus Shidi, Ashlami Taisus Shani. By Oichzin, you don't say Kodolam Gavar. Oichzin Shani. The choshev kilu kol echad yesh loy ba bevadi echad si, and I say my tavas aydi day. So what's Taisus' rule? You can't say kol da'olam gavar when they're oichzim, when someone's holding it. V'chein b'mon ha'shlishi in ha'gemara, it's also the medami ha'gemara l'talis. Why don't we say kol da'olam gavar? Choshev ahu shadif ke Taisus b'ches k'shneim kilu heimat ma mufzukim ba. Know what Taisus says? Remember Taisus said that the Shomer, when the Shomer is holding it, he's holding it for both of them. And since he's holding it for both of them, he can't say Kol Dolam Gavar, because that was our rule. That you don't take away from someone to do a Kol Dolam Gavar. So since he's holding it for the two of them, that's why you don't say Kol Dolam Gavar. Taisus seems to say that if you would have a case of Mana Shlishi, where the Shomer never agreed to hold it for them, he was never masking to hold it for them. So Taisus is saying, then you could say Kol Dolam Gavar. It's only by Mana Shlishi, because the person is a Shomer for the Mil Bailim. So therefore, you don't say Kol Dolam Gavar. Comes out, like Taisus. Taisus could not possibly learn this Gemara Pashup Shad, Shalai Midaita. If you're going to learn the Gemara Pashup Shad, that means the Raya never agreed to be a Shomer for them. They dumped the animals on him, Shalai Midaita. He knew nothing about it. And they just came and put the animals in his Eidah, in his herd. Shalai Midaita, totally without his knowledge. If so, he's not holding it to them. He's not a Shomer for them. Then it comes back to Kash, it should be called Olam Gavar. That's Taisus Shita, is that if no one is holding it, then you do say Kol Dolam Gavar. So Taisus L'shitasai couldn't learn this Gemara Pashup Shad, Shalai Midaita. So Memela, now when Taisus says Shalai Midaita Lav Dafka, I wasn't sure, but Masha could also be Shalai Midaita. Masha could go both ways.
way of saying now, it's dafka midaita. Dafka is a shame for that. Because that was the whole yisayit of Taisus on that base, was that if you're not holding it for them, then you say kol dolam davar. Stack letter, the first stipple was on that Taisus, is who do you say a shamer is holding it for? And they can include it is the shamer is holding it for whoever gave it to him. So therefore the owner is a muzik. Shalemi daite totally, there's no muzik, it would be called olam gavah. Chayr Taisus was mukhruch to say what he says in the bottom Taisus. Plus, you have to teach Taisus shalemi daite lav dafka, means it's dafka lav dafka, so to speak. It's dafka that it was midaita. That's not so much mashma that way. This is Elo Kalai Mashle Briyasa. It's understood. It's an understood. That could be. So it also fixes it. That's also good. It's fine. So it could be either you told him, or it's that's the way it works by the Raya. Okay. Fine. The thing here is the Rambam. The Rambam brings this Gemara. He says that, again, what's the case? It's like Mona Shlishi. The animals were given to the Raya. One person gave two animals, one person gave one animal, one person gave a big, one gave a small, whatever the case is. And now each one says he's the one that gave the two animals. So he's the one that gave the big animals. The big animal. So the Rambam says, when he brings his Gemara, he says, Meiniach Haraya Beinayim Umistalek V'yeimunach Hachiyav Elio. The third hundred, it says, let's say three animals. Each one takes one animal. And the third animal is Yeimunach. Problem is, the Rambam Shita always is, the Yeimunach is Biyadai, not of Bezdin, but biyadai of the shaymer. The shaymer holds it until achiyava. That was the Rambam Shita. Yemunach means biyadai. So here, they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam says, Miniach rei b'neimu mistalei. Biyaniach, Yemunach. L'chayrit doesn't stim the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is, the Yemunach is by the shaymer. That's really Lashon HaGemara. Miniach Rei B'neimu Mistalef. It's mashma that it's not Yeimunach. That's what. So what's the teretz? What? Mashi Yeimunach is not in the hands of the Shomer. It's in the hands of the third of B'neim. I don't know how it works exactly. You take the two of them. You say, okay, here are the three paras. Two are yours. I don't know whose is whose. I put it down, then Yeimunach, the third one will be Yeimunach. Whatever you can't agree on is Yeimunach. So the kasha is, what do you mean it's Yeimunach? Yeimunach is Atzlai. Yeimunach is always Biyad Shal HaShayim.
The Rashi says earlier, Amar Asaf, who says, Afi is within a
and explain Rav Tarfin is saying that. So the Rambam is lav dafka when he says Yaniach. I would prefer to understand that the Rambam learned the Gemara of Alak Tosis, that it's totally shalai midaita. If you dump something in my house, you want me to watch it. So you don't ask me anything, you just put it in my house. I'm not going to leave to watch it. If it's a mana shlishi, I agreed to watch it. And now you have a sichsuch, so I'm stuck. I agreed to watch it. So once I have it, I have to keep on watching it. Right?
But if it's shalai midaitai, if you just dump it on me, I have no chiyuv b'shmira. So I would prefer to learn in the Rambam that the Rambam learns shalai midaitai literally. They stamped up it on it. He never agreed to watch it. So when did the Rambam say that b'yodai, you have to watch it? That's if you took it willingly. But no one could force you to be a shomer on things. If he gives it to you, he's saying that you don't want it, or he doesn't even ask you. He just dumps it on you. You have a chiyuv to watch it. What about a shomer aveda? Now, what's the difference between a shomer aveda and someone who dumps something in my house that I should watch? I don't want to watch it. Shomer aveda, it's interesting. If I walk in the street and I find an aveda, I have to watch it. We had once a lashon. The Torah made me a shomer, right? Torah made me a shomer and aveda. What is if somebody is going away and he tells me I should please watch his kitten, and I tell him I don't watch your kitten? So then the day he leaves, he just leaves the kitten and he throws it in my mail slot. So I have to watch it? It's like an aveda. Huh? Like an aveda, I have to watch it. So I'm not. Why is it worse than an aveda? If you lose it, I have to watch it. What? Yeah, by an aveda. When I walk in the street and I find the lost cat. Teres mechayev. So by an aveda, teres mechayev. Here the teres not mechayev. So what do? I put it out in the street. Now it becomes an aveda. Next year it walks by, it's going to be an aveda. He's going to find it. Yeah, I just want to example of something I would never want to watch. Most things I would agree to watch. I want you to watch his baseball card collection. I don't want to watch that either. He wants me to watch. I don't want to watch. I don't want to be afraid. Here's a car. I want to watch his car. I'm interested in watching his car. So he parks his car in my driveway and he throws in the keys. He says, thank you. So what do? I park on the street and I leave it there. I can take it off my property. So the next person comes to him, it'll be an aveda. I'm not sure. You see, it's really because there's a custom. The Torah says, that if you see someone else in need, you have to help him. But it says imach, he has to do it with you. If you see someone who's going to have a loss, he says, it's a mitzvah for you. You save my money. You're not going to save the money for it. So it seems in aveda you have to watch. But if someone just dumps something on me, it's not a stavra that I have to watch it. It's not an aveda.
What
point does it become an aveda? I don't know, there are tshuvas about people who left furniture in an apartment and they stopped paying rent, they moved away. And Allah is of an ishtin al nafshe, the owner of the house is allowed to take the furniture and put it out in the street. You tell them, whatever, but once he wants his apartment, he can take it and put it out in the street. So why didn't it become an aveda once it's out in the street? It's a good question. That works. I still don't have to watch it against his will. I would think that would be the most geshmaka way to explain the Rambam. The Rambam learned shalai midaitai, literally, that it was dumped on him. And the Meila, the Aniyach Kolshke, when we learned the Rambam, I mentioned in our Sameach. The Sameach said that this klal that the Rambam says, Yehimunach is by you, not by Bezdin, this rule is not really true. There are other places in the Rambam, it's mentioned not that way. And the Rambam only said it by Shomrim, by Manashlishi, when you're Makabal Shmira. Only since you're Makabal Shmira, it's Yemunach by you. But otherwise, it's not Yemunach by you. You give it to his mask and you give it to Bez. Okay, it's Koshchein, that's what I'm saying is so. You are Makabal Shmira. So, Shalemi died, so it would be a good Yemiyah. So if I'm just guessing that the Rambam disagrees with the Baram Tosfos, I don't know anybody who says it, I'm guessing that he disagrees with the Baram Tosfos, and then what he says is very good. But why not? Oh, so then the Kasha comes back, why don't you say called Olam Gavra according to the Rambam? So the truth is, when we learned that from Beis Amid Aleph, we weren't sure what the Shitas of Rambam was. It was like Tosfos or not. I don't know. I don't know. know which where it would fit. And Kasha wanted to say called the home of Arif, no one told him that. I have to find one of the other sheep that's in there, how we should develop that called Alma. Okay. Last Gemara, v'chein shnei keilim echad yafa mona, echad yafa elav zuz, v'tzricha. We had mona shlishi by mona shlishi, and mona shlishi by keilim. I need both. The yashmi nakam aisa beikam, we rabbi onam shim b'lekim say, but kesh, no say that you can split up cash, give him 100, and put away the 300. Abu Bahadi, you could say that the God Lama might lay the Rabbi Yaisi. But it is the Pseida of the Kli Gadol. Zak Rashi, what's the Pseida? Zak Rashi, Pseida, the God will show Kli Gadol, Shashavu. You're going to break it. Kshavi Leovi, Abishami, you nip to Master Bishri Asai. Every Kali is worth less when you break it. Most Kali are worth less when you break it. So there's a pseid, I would think is my the Rav Yaisi, so kamash b'lah, not. The same thing the reverse, yim ha-baha, ha-baha, kam Rav Yaisi. I would think Rav Yaisi is only by keilim, because there's no pseid, there's a pseid. So that's why, yim ha-nach kulay, ha-vay, m'may b'lay the Rabban, and tzricha. So Gemara slugs up the Rav Yaisi here, for Tama the Rav Yaisi, mishum hefsed ha-ramay. Yaisi says his reason. It's not out hefsed of the chayfetz. Al-tavay ha-rabban, and it's shofet lezu av sukatan. Okay. But what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that by a keli, there's a hefzid if you divide the keli. So we learned the Mishnah I mentioned to you, Machleik is Rashi against the Rajman of Muki Yosef. Rashi said that it means you break it. It says in the Mishnah that the cotton you give to one of them, and the gadol mitoich hagadol leisim the meyakot nesheni mitoich hagadol. Rashi goes literally, you break the big keli. Now I think we all agree if the big keli is something that the zero hefzid by breaking, then nobody, there's nothing to talk about. If you have a big keli, which by cutting in half the zero hefzid is a maladav, everybody would be maskin that you break the keli. I don't think there'd be a machlokes. The Lycus is, and also if the big Kaylee is totally ruined by breaking it, there's also nothing to talk about. If you have a Leichter, a single Leichter, you break it in half, it's worth nothing. You don't get anything by breaking it. Nothing to talk about. We're talking about a type of a Kaylee which is possible to break in half, and it's and it has a value. Very few things, Bisman Azeh. If you think about Kaylee, you look around the room, you take a glasses, you take a watch. You take a pair of pants and you break it in half, it's worth nothing. It's nothing. Most kelim today have are ruined. So we have to imagine a keli that has a value when you break it in half, but it's not the full value. Well, I'll be an example of such a keli. What? A blanket? A what? A what? A set of vastas. A set of vastas. That's not Kli Gadol. That's not the case. It's not really the case we're talking about. A pencil, you can break a pencil in half and each person will have a small pencil. But, metal that could be melted down. Okay, could be if the metal has a lot of value, it'd be the same thing. Alright, so let's just talk about it without talking about the chesed. I'm not sure example, but some carpeting, cut it in half and it'll be two small carpets. It goes down in value. Rashi holds, you cut it in half and it goes down in value. So what does that mean? One person gave $100 keli and the second one gave a $200 keli. You don't cut the $200 keli in half because the half is not worth $100. You have to cut it down to less than half so that you have a $100 piece and that $100 piece goes to the other person. Good. The Rashba says, no, it means l'dme, that you sell the keli and you take the, you get $200 for it, you give $100 to him, and $100 you hold on for Eliyahu. So right away, when we learned the Mishnah, I think we all agree in Svara, in Galata Svara, Rashi Shvara. Just if you look at just Svaradik, Rashi is very sure. Why break a keli? Why should I break a keli? I have here a keli, which I have to give $100 to one of them. I'm going to break it. It's going to be two halves that are worth 75. It's a $200 keli. I'm going to break it. Each half is worth 75. Why in the world would I break such a keli? And that svara is compounded by the fact that on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, by Shneim Ayas and Betalis, where the din was Yachloiku, the Gemara also said B'demei. You know the Mishnah said Alash and split it. The Gemara also said it means by its value, B'demei. So certainly in Svara, for two reasons, the Rajba is stronger. A, it's Tam not Mustaver that you should break it. And B, it's... And B, that it should be the same as Dav Zayin Amid Beis. On the other hand, even though Rashi is less mustaber, the Lashon HaGemara is better like Rashi. Gemara says, Ikap Seida the Gadol. You're ruining, or you're causing a loss in the big one. The Lashon HaGemara, Ikap Seida the Gadol, is mashma, you're breaking the Gadol. And we've seen many times that that's Rashi's Mahalach and Shas. The Rashi's Mahalach and Shas is always the language should fit better, even if it's Svarah and Shver. And generally, the Mahalach of the Balei Tosfos was always to, she has to shtim Svaradim. Lashon will have to be matzit to Lashon. Like Shalom Yidaitai, Lav Dafka. They're also, say the, somehow, it doesn't mean that it's worth less. It means the Pseida that you don't have the object, but however you're going to be matzit to Lashon. But we have to try to answer Rashi Shita. It should taka make sense a little bit. And it seems from discussing it this morning that there are two possible mahalchim in understanding Rashi. Rashi holds that you break it, even though there's a hefsid. The thing that bothered me the most is find a similar case in Shas. And I'm not a Baki B'Shas, but I find it hard pressed to think of a case where you take something and break it. If you would ask me, without any gemaras, I have here $100 keli and a $200 keli, and each person has to get $100. What do you do? I would go over and pull out a shulchan aruch hilchos shutfis and see what's in the meshutfim. Let's see, have shutfim are dividing a shutfis. One has 100, and the shutfis owns $100 keli and a $200 keli. What do you do? Whatever you do in hilchos shutfis, you should do here. That's what I would say in Svarah. Well, it has nothing to do with Bade Rami. Like about the din is, he gets 100, he gets 100, 100, he ain't half. So it should be the same as Shutfist. It's nothing to do with the fact that they're fighting. That's what I would say. Does that shtim with this Gemara? So it's interesting that there's a Truma, the Truma Sadesh, and Simishin Lamedvav, that talks about Shutfist. Right? The Shiloh there is Taka Shutfist. And he has this Shaila, I think the Shaila was a house that they were dividing in half, right? Very funny case. One Shutif said, let's divide the house in half. I didn't even cut it in half. I guess he meant, you get these rooms and I get those rooms. We'll do a Shutif in the house. And the other one said, what are you talking about? The house, owning half a house, how much is it worth? How much can I sell it for? Sell somebody half the rooms in the house? I want to sell it, split the money. So they had the sichsuch and they came to the Chumas Hadesh. So the Chumas Hadesh and Paskins, and I don't know if we Paskin this way, Klar, by Dine Shutfis. In Hilchus, okay. He says that it depends how much loss you have by dividing it. If by dividing it you have, we'll call a minimal loss, then you divide it physically. If by dividing it you have a major loss, then you sell it and divide it. That's his rule. If it's a minimal loss, you divide it physically. A major loss, you sell it. Now, what would you think a major loss is? How much is a major loss in dividing something? Well, here, once I want and once I doesn't. I would think a major loss
He says, 20%. Notice that there's a 19% loss, that's a minimal loss. The chiddush, I would think 19% is a lot. But that's his hashara. What? Yeah, shutfim.
Real
halach is divide.
But
you have a major loss to stop me from dividing, that's what he's saying. So he's saying that up to any minimal loss, you do chalukah physically, and any major loss, you do chalukah otherwise. Oh, well, so good, very good. So one second. First, in our Gemara, we could learn the same way. Because everybody who writes on this Gemara says that if it's a major loss, of course you don't break it. Rashi doesn't hold. If it's a major loss, you break it. You don't break it if it's going to get ruined, other than that. So it's Yitachin. There's the same thing here, that if it's a minor loss, you break it, and a major loss, you don't. And that's what Rashi Sheet is. And Dr. Tshuva Sadeshin, we had a Kasha on Rashi from those Zion. And Dav Zion, where it said you ripped the talus, but Demei, so Tshuva Sadeshin holds the same thing. That by Demei, by ripping a talus, the same thing. If it's a major difference, that's what you do with Demei. If it's less than a chaymish, then you don't do it for the bay. Even by talus. Well, really, we're dividing 200 and holding 100.
I can't do that, so
they gave it to you, they're giving it back. But if they give mishtei krichas, you have to pay both of them. They gave something to you together.
Not that they came in originally in a deal, let's say by a case of the shutra came in, they actually together everything.
So this whole part of the shutra, they're divided over there. Here, it's not doing that. Here's the case. That's not sure which one gave. Therefore, what should be, it should be more likely to do what? If you don't turn till the shutra, it's really a turn to figure out how to do it. So what would you do? You have this $200 keli, and you have to give somebody $100 of it.
Why?
Because it's not exactly the same as that. That's why you should sell it. You know, over there we decide to sell it. Why?
Because someone lied to them, or I'm trying to take a permanent loss. You think anyone else is not here? You actually break it and done.
You're losing it out. The shutvis, you agree to it.
I agree to it. That's the part of the shutvis. That we're both
going to
go into
partnership
together.
So, you're saying you should look at it. I don't know. But you hear what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that the Zayin is the same. If it's a minor chalukah, a minimal loss, you rip it in half. And if it's a major loss, then you do a bit of it. As I say, Shulchan Aruch. This is one way to learn Rashi, which the possible pshat. Tell you the way I was more anointed to learn. My natiya was, first of all, the reason I didn't like this instinctively is because you're telling me now that the Gemara that Zayin Omid Beis that said B'demei, and the Gemara over here says the Kupseida, it's really the same Gemara, it's really the same. In both cases, if it's a major loss, it's B'demei, and if it's a minor loss, then you break it. You're telling me two Gemaras that really said opposite Lashonos are exactly, really mean the same thing. I'm just not so comfortable with that. To say that it means this, it could be, but I'm not so comfortable. Now, you could say, there, it's a talus. I don't know. A talus, it's more likely. Let me say, a talus, it's more likely that you have to sell it. But here, it's also more likely you have to sell it. I don't know. It's... It's funny to say that the Gemara there says, oh, Yechleg was B'dmei. And this Gemara, its Stama says it means break it. I would prefer a different Mahalach, which is actually in the Rishash.
The other mahalach would be to say that no, you break over there, you don't break it. Over here, you do break it. Why here are you more likely to break it? Are you causing a hefsid? The answer is, what's going to happen here to the second half of the keli? You have a keli, so you have this big piece of carpet. Now you're going to cut it down the middle, and you're going to give him his $100 worth, and the second half is only going to be worth a small piece of carpet, not worth as much, it's worth $75. So you match the $25. Who's suffering the hefsid? This is getting put away at Shiovi Elio anyway. It's getting put away at Shiovi Elio. So the hefsid is mostly theoretical. Still, Elio comes, it's a theoretical hefsid. And it's very likely that by the time Elio comes, this thing will get lost. It'll get broken, it'll get destroyed. So, Dr. Rishash, it could be the reason over here we're willing. Because we have two competing forces pulling at us. One side says, give him the thing. The item is his. One thing says, don't cross hefsedim. Don't grip it, you're causing a hefsid. In a case where it's going to be a Himunach, the hefsid is in the Achiyavi Elio bank account, it's an Achiyavi Elio bank account. To have a hefsid is no big hefsid. Because Achiyavi Elio, who knows? Miodea, it's going to be around Elio.
Where is the money from? So, according to that
but we're not looking to protect the Shaymer. Who's going to use them for anybody? The Shaymer. He's looking at the Bible. So his interests, I don't think we count into the protection. We have to protect the mafkid. So the mafkid, we have these two competing things. But in halacha, we don't assume he's coming tomorrow. In halacha, we don't assume. Like I told you, the Gemara says, Chazal made a gzeira, that if you say, behemezul chatos, that it's not a chatos, because it's going to be over the day takola. And not only that, the same Gemara says, if you say that, the Gemara says that something, the Gemara Lamaisa, the Gemara says that in Halacha we worry that Mashiach won't come in the next
week.
So the question is, there's a benefit and a loss. There's a benefit that he's getting the object that he wants. Look, if both guys say sell it, you sell it. Obviously, they would like the article. So if they want the article, it's not a question is balance the loss against the benefit. The benefit is the article, and the loss is not Shiavelia. So for that loss, we can. Okay, this is the last piece of Gemara. We have a few minutes left. I was being down last night, if I should start the next Mishnah, Chaperayin another Mishnah, or what I felt I wanted to do better was just to chazer a little piece of the beginning of the Perek. Lamaisa, we learned in Amafkid this man three sugyas. The first sugya was the case of Amafkid with the Kefil, with somebody gives over the Hema, there's an Undedaitai, that if the Shomer pays voluntarily, is the Kefil. That was one sugya that lasted just about two blocks. And then we had the sugya, the second sugya. Rabbi Yossi is the case where the halai sischera b'parasa shel chavera. The case where that was on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Someone who rents a parah and lends it to someone else. That was a block and a half. And then we had the third sugya, which is the sugya on the board, the case of Gozal Mi'echad Mi'harbi Mi'adam, or Manashlishi, it's combined sugya. There are basically three sugyas. If you're not going to chazer everything we learned this year, at least this is a small shtickel that you could chazer. I think if you chazer even every Shabbos, one of the three sugyas, you can go through it. Every Shabbos do for one Mishnah to the next Mishnah, one Mishnah to the next Mishnah, three Shabbos is, I mean, it's something that's relatively easy to chazer, and they happen to have been important sugyas. What I basically did, mostly out of laziness, rather than to make a new sheet, and maybe there's even a tayelus in it, is to take the old sheet that we once used, which some of you may still have, and just to review the Iker Torah that we had on the first Mishnah. If you want, you could remember some of this stuff. I won't feel bad. This sheet represents a major part of our initial discussion in the very beginning of this month. The Mishnah had the case where Reuven gives Shimon an animal to watch, and it's stolen from Shimon. It's a Shomer Chinam, it's stolen from him. And the Shimon voluntarily pays for the animal. Or the Gemara says even he just promises to pay for the animal, not just he pays for the animal. The halacha was, the chiddush of Mishnah was, that he gets the kefir. So the Gemara said, when was he kind of the animal? Once the animal was stolen, when was he kind of, when does he have a kinyan in the animal? So he said he has, the Gemara seemed to say, that he has a kinyan in the animal right before it gets stolen. Either, the Gemara has stated, the Matna Dabash Lagalayim, that's how it came in. But nasa either nasa ka'im alai shekutati gane the tirtzav etashlimeini knui lachamei aksha, as if he told him initially, and the Gemara says then it should go to him, so then he should get the gizus and vladis. So he said either it's as if he told him you get it from now chutz the gizus and vladis, or he said that you get it. The machlekes to Rambam and Tosis, which permeated the sugya, which sort of engulfed the sugya, all shailas in the sugya, was a shaila about whether it means Hitaka has a technical kinyan in the guf hapara or not. The Pashtas HaGemara certainly that he's kind of the guf hapara from then on. And yet, the Rambam held that he's not kind of mamish to guf hapara. We call that he has the para for its kefir. He doesn't own the para. He has para le kefir. Like someone can own deka le peyreisa. You can own a para for its kefir. I think the way we explained it, it's like two shutfim buy an animal. And one shutfim says, okay, I need wool, and you're a farmer. So we'll buy sheep, and baby sheep you get, and the wool I get. It's perfectly good shutfim. So here also, when you give me an animal to watch, I'm kind of the animal for its kefil, but not for anything else. That was Shitas HaRambam, the way we understood it. I'm kind of the animal for its kefil. The Tosis learned, like the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, that you're kind of the guf hapara. So we had here a list of 10 nafkaminas. Some were easy, some were hard. The first three were the Ikar Rayas, that this is the Rambam Shita. The main raya was the first piece. That when you catch the ganiv and he pays kefil, sound familiar? You catch the ganiv and he pays the kefil, who gets the animal? Who gets the guf ha-behema? Obviously the one that gets it is the owner. So the Rambam said it goes back to the Bible. We understood like Tosis, it goes to the Shomer. That was the Ikar Raya that the Rambam doesn't learn the Gemara Kipashta. The main Raya was from that number one. Why did the Guf HaBehema go back to the Bailam? The Guf HaBehema now belongs to the Shomer. The Shomer paid Bailam for the Guf HaBehema. And yet the Rambam said Guf HaBehema Chazeres LaBailam. So that was the Raya that the Rambam holds that he's not kind of the Guf HaPar. Number two and three were just Poshet the Svaradika results of that. The result, if you hold that the guf habehema belongs to the bailim as opposed to saying it belongs to the shomer, is if the animal, after it's stolen, increases in value or has vladis, has sheep, has wool, who gets it? Well, if you all like Tosfos that the shomer now owns the guf habehema, so any new vladis or any new giza or any yukra means it goes up in value, that all goes to the shomer. Mashenka with the Rambam. The Rambam Shita was that the Guf HaBehema still belongs to the original owner. So if the Guf HaBehema belongs to the original owner, it goes to the Bailam. Rafinami, the Rambam said klar that the blood just goes to the Bailam. The Raivinated, the Yukur goes to the Bailam. So that's Dafkamina 2 and 3. Number four is Dar Sameach Nafka Mina, Yiyush. If a Ganav is Miyayish, then, if not a Ganav, a Nignav is Miyayish, then when the Ganav, a Ganav is kind of Ganeva with Yiyush and Shinoi, either Shinoi Rishur, Shinoi Banav, Shinoi Chayfet. So well, whose Yiyush is considered a Yiyush Lagabe him? So it's right to a nafkamina, as Samaya said. It's a nafkamina that, according to the Rambam, Yiyush depends on the Bailam, that a Bala Behemoth. Then the Yayish, and according to Taisis, it's probably in the Shayim. So the first four are very glad. The fifth one got complicated already, the Tshuva Sarama. Tshuva Sarama. Now, what was the case of the Tshuva Sarama? It was a Goy and a Yid. What was the case? The case was a Yid gave an animal, a pregnant animal. Now, he really meant to sell it to a guy. His intention was to sell it to a guy. But he made a mistake. What was his mistake? Right? We have many times. If a person has a pregnant animal, he doesn't want it to give birth to a bechor when a yid owns it. He wants it to give birth when a guy owns it. Right? So what it was a mistake, when he sold it to the guy, then he didn't do a kinyan. He didn't do a proper kinyan. Machlokes which kinyan is out. He didn't do a proper kinyan, but the guy did take the animal. Behold, the guy needs kesef to be kinyan. So then he didn't give kesef. There was no kinyan on the animal. The guy took the animal home and it gives birth to a bechor, which if it's the guy's animal, it would be the guy's. If it's the yid's animal, it would be the yid's. Now, Tshuva Sarama was a case something like this, that he gave it to the bechor, to the guy. And then the animal was stolen, and the guy would pay for it. Is that the tier of the Rama? Slightly different. What? Who bought it? He had purchased it from the guy. Well, that was Rama's case. You know what I remember when I told you Tshuva Sarama, I told the priest, it's going to be the same case, and it wasn't the same case. So the yid was buying it from the guy, and then it gave birth, it gave cash. Okay, so the other way around. The yid was buying it from the guy, Yishkaya. The yid was buying it from the guy, and he paid cash. And again, it's a suffix if it's a Kenyan. We'd rather it not be a Kenyan. And then it was stolen from the guy, Yishkaya, and the guy, Yishkaya, said, I'll take the loss. So it was a similar case to our Mishnah. But it was the reverse. That it was a guy selling it to a yid, and then it was stolen from the guy before he delivered it to the yid, and the guy said, I'll take the loss. So the shayla was on the side that yid is kainit. Now that the guy paid, he's makta to him. Why is he makta to him on that side? So the side was that it's the same case as Agamara. According to Taisus, he's makta to guf habayim to the guy. So when you find it, the bechor is a guy's bechor. Shaken according to the Rambam. If you hold that the yid was kainit, so this whole shal is if the yid was kainit, the buyer gave kesef, and he is kainit with kesef. So then that was the nidai. Again, it's totally in the machlokes places in the Rambam. Okay, number six. Chiyuv kefel abayil remenu l'shaymer. How the kefel works. Is the kefel owed directly to the shaymer? Was it owed to the Bailam and from the Bailam to the Shaymer? Was it Afghamina there? Afghamina? The Bailam are Michael the Kefal. The Bailam would be Michael the Kefal. If the Kefal goes through the Bailam and the Bailam then give it over, so then, since it didn't tie it to the Bailam. If otherwise it goes straight to the Shaymer, there's so many other Afghaminas. Okay, let's work out a tool much more to the end. Oh, Zayis 7 is Baila Mochel. That's the Kefal I just said. It's number 7 on the sheet. And the Baila Mochel, the Kefal, does it help? So Vaita, it's a Poshet, it's totally in the same Shaila. Okay, number 8. Was Vaita connected to the Rav Chaim, really? To the whole thing? May Shomer, the Shomer dies. Is it a Shaila of being Meirish Knas Labanov? Or not? If the money is owed straight to him, that was Tosis Kasha, another Meirish Knas. The Kefal shouldn't pass that. That was one of the Yibayis. We had the whole list of Yibayis. So it's a Meirish Knas Labana. But the Rambam was very good. It's not a problem with being Meirish Knas. The Knas is owed to the Bailam. The Bailam have an agreement where they're going to give the Knas to the other person. So the name was not called Meirish Knas. That was 8. Number 9. Haydas Baldin Kaveh. If the Shomer says Lista Mizuyin, assuming Lista Mizuyin is Patsuk and Kefal, does that Pater? Well, if the Shomer's animal, Haydas Baldin, it Patsuk and Kefal. And if not, then it doesn't Pater from Kefal. Mamela, there was a Nafkanina in the Brisa and Aflame Dalid, which Case is talking about, and there was a Ptsois that was Machalik Ptsois and Bach, which is the bite on the two Shatim in the Gemara. And the 10th nafkamina was what's a din by a teku? All the tekus, what's the din? What's the nidin? The nidin is who gets the kefal in all those cases. Does the original owner get the kefal, or does the shomer get it? So pashup shat, you would say you go get to the marikama. You have a shaila who gets the kefal. Does the kefal go to the bailum or to the shomer? Since the bailum is the marikama, pashup shat, you give it to the bailum. So Sameach said that that's not true according to the Rambam. Because remember, the Marikama has to paskenize the Shaila. If the Shaila is it his or is it the Shaimer's, so then there's a Marikama. But that's not the Shaila, if he's Zichar Marikama. It's only a Nidain of whether, this in this case, the Buddha Kefal, whether he has to give him the Kefal. A separate shayla. It has nothing to do with the marikama on the Guf HaBeit. These are the 10 naftaminas that we had, and I think those who want to take the time to chazer, it would be good to. I think the sheet is helpful, any sheets would be helpful. And if there's one thing that I would ask, is that you guys should take time to chazer it. Shabbos afternoons, they're very long Shabbos afternoons in the summer. You're wondering what to do. Just look, there are another 9 or 10 Shabbos afternoons till we come back to Yeshiva. I'm just asking you to take the first 3. Everybody here is capable of one Shabbos, learn from one Mishnah to the next Mishnah. Let's go through the Gemara quickly. Next Shabbos, do from the second Mishnah to the third. Next Shabbos, from the third to the fourth. Just go through it quickly, do a quick Chazara. And if your Yetzirah doesn't get the better of you, just do it for all 10 Shabbos and keep on chazering each piece. I'll tell you, if you do it 2-3 times, you'll be able to read through the Gemara. Once I know a Gemara, in 10-15 minutes you can read through and only very easily. Just go through the Gemara, I mean, with understanding, I mean, davening. You know, if you do it 2-3 times, so you'll have a kinyan at least in the Shekhar Vitarius. You remind yourself some Tysus and have Parakam after. So this is what I recommend you do. Believe me, I'll try to do it also. It's a shame.